Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Walker scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dietrich, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal bunts in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vozmik takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball towards center. Finney settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Finney. QL moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Krivic reaches second base with a double. QL scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson spins, and has Krivic trapped. He throws to Tabor, who tags Krivic for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Finney. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Walker scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Peacock and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Walker scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock juggles the ball. That's an error on Peacock. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive towards left. Vosmick chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Vosmick. QL scores. Krivic moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McNair is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic scores. Walker moves to third. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, White Sox. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Jake Wade. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nonnenkamp moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.